This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Hour number two of USAprepares.com. I'm delighted to be broadcasting with Kurt Wilson. Survival Enterprises. On the web, SE1.us. SE, the number one. .us. Welcome, Kurt.
Hey, Vinny, what's happening?
Well, you know, I was thinking, many years ago, I was at the Chinese factory outlet in Virginia. It's also known as Walmart. And I was going to teach some scouts how to shoot with a rifle safely, carefully, accurately. And so I went into the Chinese factory outlet, and there were these milk cartons of ammunition and milk carton-like packages, Federal 22 long rifle cartridges. And the price, I believe, was $7.97 for 550 rounds. So I bought a few of them, and I remember the guy behind the counter looking at me, and he said, "Wow. You can start your own war with these?"
That's one afternoon target practice.
Well, that's kind of what I said. I said, no. If I were, I certainly wouldn't be using these. And no, we're going to go through a box of these in a very, very short time. And, I plan on teaching some scouts, some young people how to shoot. And carefully and safely and accurately and so forth. But it was interesting that his take was that I was buying so much ammunition. But, you get a bunch of scouts together and it goes pretty quickly. Anyway, here's my question for you. I know that that you spend some time studying and have in the past have studied firearms, ammunition, reloading, and so forth. $7.97 for 550 rounds. I know that I've been to gun shows since then, and that same size box or smaller is selling for between $59 and $79 for that same size box of ammunition or smaller. What has happened to 22 long rifles? What's happened? That's the cartridge of choice for most people who begin learning how to shoot, right? Isn't that the one?
Yeah. Let me go back to when I was just a young whippersnapper. When I was a kid, I grew up on a reservation, Klamath Indian Reservation, and the trading post there. The guy was, we didn't have a lot of money. I mean, nobody had a lot of money. A $5 bill was a lot of money. So on his counter, he would roll cigarettes himself, and he'd have them in a bowl, and he'd sell them for a penny a piece. And the bowl next to it were 22 long rifle bullets at a penny a piece.
Mm-hmm.
And every time I'd go in there with my nickel so I could buy five bullets to go hunting for food, I'd hear somebody complaining because that's a damn ripoff. You want 50 cents a box, basically, for 22 ammo. And it was 12 and a half cents or 12 cents or something for a box at that time. Well, times change. When I was in high school, I used to walk to school carrying my 22 rifle. And this is Hiram Johnson High School in Sacramento. And they had a gun range there where every to graduate, you had to have one semester of firearm safety, and you would go in there and you would shoot, and they'd go through thousands of rounds a day.
Sure.
Okay, so over time, and when I say over time, I mean as more and more communists, socialists, Democrats, I call them demunists on my radio show, gain control of politics, they realize that not everybody is as stupid as they want them to be, so they have to control us. I mean, that's the whole goal of the demunists, is 100% control of the population. Because, after all, we are too stupid to raise our own children, run with scissors, have guns, dogs, you know, that kind of thing. So they have to find these back doors into controlling us. And they would do certain things. And in the 70s and 80s, these things were government regulations. And they started increasing environmental protection laws. Because it's for the children, don't you know? So they controlled what kind of gas you could get, because it puts out, if you use leaded gas, it puts out really bad smog. And then they controlled what kind of drugs you can get, and what kind of food you can get, and where you can get it. And it goes on and on and on and on. I remember, and I bet you do too, when Adolf Clinton took power and his henchman, Al Gore, they decided to do what they could to hamstring us evil, right-wing, homophobic patriots. Now, this might sound a far-fetched thing. Remember Strike Anywhere matches?
Sure.
Okay. Using Strike Anywhere matches, I can make explosives, I can reload ammunition, I can make primers out of it, I can do all kinds of things with it. And it took a certain amount of control away from us when Al Gore, he couldn't come right out and ban those. This really sounds like a far-fetched stretch, but this is true. He wanted to ban them. His job, one of his jobs, was to do everything he could to hamstring patriots so that they couldn't store food, they couldn't accumulate certain weapons, they couldn't, I mean, all of these things. This was something, for some stupid reason, he fixated on.
Mm-hmm.
So when my company, Survival Enterprises, we used to sell these, and we would buy a pallet load, and we would sell them to people. It was not a big deal. I used them because I started fires with them, and I you know, we heated with them, and I used them all over the place. And I kept them for emergency purposes. And all of a sudden, I got a notice that they're not banned, but now they're hazardous materials. So every shipment, and that, even if it's one box, had a $55 hazmat fee on it. Overnight, all of those mom-pa stores said, well, the hell with that. I only use 12 boxes a month, so I'm not paying the extra 55 bucks for those. I'll get the Strike on box matches, the safety matches, they call them.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Well, I didn't care because I buy a pallet at a time anyway. But that was the, from my viewpoint, the actual beginning of where this shadow government was going. When I say shadow government, I mean EPA, FBI, ATF, IRS, you know, all of those alphabet soup agencies. So they started, all of these agencies started putting out rules and regulations to protect us, okay? Protect us, or the one-eyed, backward-hopping frog guppy in the slough in California. So they had to stop taking water out of that. Out of the slough, so the farmers could have water. So they had to stop doing that because those creatures were endangered now. It gets really insane in some of these areas. Like they shut down all the farmers in the Klamath area because of this kind of EPA crap. They wouldn't allow them to have water to grow their crops. A quarter of the crops on the western United States were destroyed because the government said this indigenous frog is more important than human life. So, and it goes on and on and on from there. And there's many facets. They have these psychotics are in the swamp. This is what Trump wants to drain, the swamp. These psychotics or these demunists have been staffing these agencies for the past 50 years. And they all have the same goal, one way or another, to gain complete control of the population.
Mm-hmm.
For our own good, mind you. For our own good.
Do you think part of the reason for the 22 long rifle being so hard to find at a reasonable price, and I don't know what a reasonable price is, but going from the 1 cent per cartridge that you're talking about, I remember them at 50 cents per box of 50, same price you're talking about. I remember that. Going to $10?
Oh, yeah.
$5 a box? You know, 10 times the price?
Here's what happened. And now, understand, people have to understand it. It doesn't matter who the president is, because the swamp controls our lives. The shadow government. The alphabet soup agencies control our lives. With Clinton, they started passing these EPA regulations on coal plants and coal-fired electricity generating plants and train engines, and I mean, all they started passing requirements for putting carbon emissions into the air. So Procter and Gamble in Sacramento, they would do a run on some kind of soap, and in the morning you'd wake up and the air would taste soapy. Okay, nobody ever got hurt by this. Nothing ever got in any way, shape, or form harmed. But the government passed a regulation that they're putting too many toxins into the air. And they had to install inline catalytic converters that would reburn everything that they exhausted. That cost them $23 million to do that. So that plant went out of business. That's the idea. The government wanted to shut down as much business in the United States as possible. This is a long-term conspiracy. They want to shut down as much business as possible in the United States, so we have to rely on other countries for whatever we want. One point about 10 years ago, a friend of mine who was a reloader told me that he was having a hard time getting lead to reload this. I'm like, what are you talking about? He goes, I always get my lead at the tire store. Did you wait?
Yeah.
Federal law, a new federal law prohibited reselling that lead. It has to go to a recycler.
Outrageous. Absolutely outrageous.
And I got more.
Kurt Wilson and I will be right back after these commercial announcements. Class? I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Do you trust the economy? How about our banking system? Our president states that we're sitting on a bubble right now, and when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is outlining rate hikes here and now. There's never been a better time to turn your IRA into physical gold with GSI Exchange. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 800-261-5570. Ask about our Gold and Silver Investors Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfers can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating on the Better Business Bureau, too. Get the security for your money now. Call GSI Exchange at 800-261-5570. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the runway? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no. Wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Kurt Wilson's with us, and we're talking about lead. And, Kurt, you know, I've got a tire-changing machine here at the farm. And, you know, I was thinking that I could use some extra weights, and I was thinking about going to a big tire shop and buying a bucket of weights so I could put them on my equipment here using the used weights, you know, bending the tabs over and use them. So are you saying that that's against the law? I can't buy used tire weights?
There is a regulation out there that forbids tire companies from reselling used weights. Okay, I mean, I'm serious. It's an actual law. It doesn't mean that they all follow it.
Uh-huh.
Okay, but there is a law. Now, this is why, and this was invented in China, they have the self-adhesive lead weights.
Right.
Right? And those are usually used for expensive mags and wheels that are that you don't want to mar by beating on those weights. But anyway, so this guy was telling me now. Realize I was a master gunsmith for 25 years, and so I dealt with a lot of reloading equipment and a lot of lead and things like that. And when this guy tells me this, I'm thinking, you're full of crap. That's anti-American, man. You can't reuse those weights. So you have a lead weight and you have a steel clamp, which is this is what they clamp on and beat down with a hammer, and those lose tension and fall off if you try and reuse them. So the government came out and they tried to say, well, we're forcing you not to reuse old weights because that's a consumer problem and we're protecting the consumer. And everybody called BS on that. So then they came out and said, oh, it's a hazard to the environment. Okay. So there's that. But what was happening was that those were all going back to be recycled to be used in other things, including making some ammunition.
Mm-hmm.
So, and remember how the Demi-ness worked, back door. They don't go through the front door, because if they did, people would say, you guys are out of your freaking mind. So they always backdoor these things. So they started, oh, some years back, 5, 6, 7 years, you start hearing about how the Department of Homeland Nazis are buying up loads of ammunition. Not just, you know, a few thousand rounds or a few million rounds, but billions of rounds of ammunition. And it started to get a little short here in the United States. And people are saying, oh, it's the ammunition is getting harder to find in the U.S. because the government's buying it all up. Well, yes and no. These EPA laws were affecting metal smelting plants throughout the United States, especially the lead smelters, the ones that made the big 50 and 100-pound ingots that ammo manufacturers would buy and use. And the very last lead smelter closed December last year. Doe Run in Missouri.
Yeah, I called them.
Yeah.
I called them up. Yeah, I called them up just before they were going to shut down. And I said, I identified myself. I said who we are, what we do. And I would like to go public with their story. And I'd like to stop this because I consider it a threat to our national security not having lead smelters. And they were the last big one. They absolutely were. And they're within, I don't know, 100-something miles of our farm. And they said, no, we've worked it out with the EPA. We're good with our, you know, decision, and, you know, we're going to shut down. And we're okay.
And there's a little bit more to it than that, but, yeah, the last major lead smelter shut down in the United States in December of last year due to the EPA regulations. Now, what they didn't tell you is that the government allowed them to continue smelting lead for specific other purposes as long as it wasn't to supply ammunition manufacturers. So that's where that's sitting. So now we have to get our lead from China. And you're finding, but there's pros and cons on that, all right? What you're finding now is people are coming up with really ingenious replacements for lead in bullets, which, sadly enough to the government, makes these bullets 10 to 100 times more lethal, such as frangible copper that explodes on contact.
Let's talk about that when we come back. And ultimately, let's weave into this reloading as well. What do we do? What can we do if we want to...
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away, so you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
You ever wonder what happened to America?
Because of what we did on this day, change has come to America.
Something's wrong. We all know it. I'm Charlie Daniels, and I'm here to tell you about it.
The nation has been hijacked by international forces bent on global governance.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom, and apple pie. God was in school. Morality had a future. And beef was for supper. Revelation. Dawn of global government.
We're the solution. Americans. Ain't nothing more to it than that.
Starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, and Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation. The movie. .info. Americans need to see this film. Revelation, the movie, .info. Let's fix it.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Watch it.
Oh, no, there's something happening.
It's going to be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it. I've got your...
Take my... When you go to the... For 2 seconds...
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Kurt Wilson's with us. SE1.us, the website. Kurt, you said something very interesting. You talked about ingenious ways around the lead problem. And you mentioned frangible. So, class, frangible means that it breaks up into fragments. It doesn't deform. So here's an example. If you take a slice of American cheese and you hold that one slice in your hand, you can bend it and deform it. You compare that to a saltine cracker, which will crumble. That's what Kurt Wilson's talking about. So when a person gets hit by one of these frangible bullets. These little fragments go everywhere, and it's a surgeon's nightmare, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a better example would be, you know, those chocolate orange confections you buy. They're wrapped. They're the size. They're a small ball, and they're wrapped. And you open it up, and there's like slices in there of an orange that you eat with chocolate coating. That's what a frangible bullet looks like. It's pre-broken up and then compressed back together. When Reagan was shot, and that other idiot was shot also, that's the ammunition that was used, and that's why it was so deadly. The guy used a .22 caliber. Mm-hmm. To shoot Reagan. The .22, by the way, has been, and this is kind of an odd statistic, but the .22 caliber long rifle has been used in the majority of successful assassinations throughout the world. Mm-hmm. So never underestimate the power of a well-placed .22 caliber, a little 40
I can tell you,
gram.
I can tell you that... we have a neighbor who, when he wants to butcher a cow, will shoot the cow in the head with a .22. I'm talking about a 1,000-pound animal, takes him down with a .22.
Mm-hmm.
You're right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So this is the whole thing. This is why lead has gotten so out of hand, because of the EPA, the government. They've controlled the manufacturing of it, and now it has to be imported. Now, just to let people know, you can go on eBay and you can find some people who don't know about the law, and they'll put the lead up, they'll put their used weights up on eBay. But you're looking, now you understand the weight also has the steel clamp still in it. And this is called hard lead. This is the perfect stuff to cast bullets out of. You're going to pay about $3 a pound for this stuff, when in reality it should have been 50 cents a pound. I used to buy them and make weights for fishing.
Well, I'm at eBay right now, and you're absolutely right. I'm looking at lead weights by the bucket.
Yeah, well, most of those buckets you're going to see will say steel only, iron only. In other words, they already took the lead off.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All right, so, but still, that's one of the problems, and that's what's happening. Lead's getting hard to get, and I've been telling people this for a dozen years. When you see something that you want, when it comes to munitions, do yourself a favor. Don't sit there and go, I wonder if I can get it cheaper elsewhere. Mm-hmm. Just buy the damn thing, whatever it is. Mm-hmm. Vince and I were talking about reloading equipment, how it's got expensive and all that. But you know something, folks?
Yeah.
Yard sale season's coming up, flea market season's coming up, and there's always eBay and Craigslist, and you can find so many things on there. You know, there's always somebody who says, I'm going to reload my ammunition and save money, and then they screw it up so bad that they just say, hell with it, and they sell it. They sell their press and their powder and their holes and their shell, empty shells and the primers, and they sell all of that stuff at a dime on the dollar. But you've got to be the first worm there.
Mm-hmm. What do you recommend if someone wants to get into reloading? Is there a caliber that makes sense, that's easy or readily available, affordable, a good value, and then base the rifle or the pistol on that?
Well,
like for example, 38.
Yeah. Well, to tell you the truth, I used to target shoot the competition 357 Magnum. Mm-hmm. I hand loaded my ammo. Lee makes a little portable reloading kit. I mean, you can slip this kit into your shirt pocket. This is what I recommend if you're going to reload something. If you for survival, that's what I recommend. I mean, if you want to say do 1,000 rounds in an afternoon, you're going to need a Lee press or a Macmillan press. You're going to need a press, and you're going to need all this big equipment. I always did everything by hand because I literally weighed the grain of powder I was using. I would file the bullets down to make sure they weighed all the same. And it's a very simple thing. You just sit there and watching TV with your on the coffee table, reloading the ammo, as long as you remember when to knock the primer out, when to put the primer in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm looking at Craigslist right now, and you know, I see a MEC reloading press, and I'd be first shotgun. I see one of those. I see some bullets available. Not as much as I'd like to see. I see a Hornady press. But, you know, if we're thinking that there are going to be hundreds of these available for sale, I don't think that's the case right at the moment.
But, well, I'm looking at, of course, I'm up in North Idaho. I'm looking at an RCBS right. Rock Chucker and Powder Trickler, a Dillon RL550.
Well, that RCBS sounds great.
Fireman. Yeah, Linotype. Now, here's another thing. If you call presses, newspapers, mm-hmm. and say, do you have any old Linotype? They use lead, that's hard lead, to make the press to stamp mm-hmm. out the newspapers. Sometimes right. they'll have it. Mm-hmm. So I'm looking at Brad.
Yeah, I remember years ago, they sold the drawers out of the Linotype cabinets. Yeah, and you're right. They sold those by the piece, and what a great idea if you can still find it.
Mm-hmm. And as an aside, and it has nothing to do with this in any way, shape, or form, we're talking about newspapers. The newspapers have what's called end rolls. This is the newsprint, and it's about 3 foot wide. You take a newspaper and open it up. Mm-hmm. That's how wide their rolls of newsprint is. It's white paper. And they sell these rolls, these end rolls, and you can get like 100 feet on there for $5. That's what we used to use for my kid. He was homeschooled, and they could draw on it and all of this. So I just thought I'd throw that out.
Yeah, we used to buy them as well. You're absolutely right. It's like a butcher roll of paper, except 3 feet wide. And it's too short for them to run the newspaper, but it's certainly plenty for other purposes. Great idea. And there's no printing on it. It's just newspaper on a roll. Big roll.
Yeah.
Great idea.
Go ahead.
Yeah. I was going to say that if a person wants to start out shooting and learning how, do you have a recommendation? Is there let's say we start with a rifle that would be safe for a young person. What would that be in your mind?
Well, it would be a bolt-action single shot.
Okay.
The first gun, Cricket. It's a shorter. My son got his first rifle when he was 8 years old, and it was called a Cricket, and it was a shorter version of a bolt-action 22 long rifle. And a bolt-action 22, by the way, will shoot shorts, longs, long rifles. It'll shoot any 22 version. Not a Magnum, but any 22 version in there, so it doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
And that way, you teach them placement and precision and responsibility, and they don't go ramble with that kind of crap.
Right.
So I always recommend a bolt-action single shot. Just single shot, bolt-action, single shot. And
okay.
then the next
and then,
step up from there...
Yeah. Yep.
Would be either a Marlin tube-fed semi-automatic rifle or a Ruger 10/22. I personally like the Ruger because there's so much you can do with. But there's
when you talk about the Ruger, you're talking about the Ruger model 10/22. 10/22.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the pros and cons on both of these. The tube-fed 22, Marlin, good gun, very accurate. Now realize, 22 ammo is the dirtiest ammunition known to man. It is filthy. You shoot a couple hundred rounds out of any gun, and you got to clean it. No ifs, ands, or buts. So you have to clean that Marlin, which you can do. The tube is fine, unless you drop the gun and put a little dink in the tube, and then now you can't load it. So, and a mag-fed gun, removable magazine like the Ruger 10/22, it comes with a 10-shot rotary magazine. If you lose the mag, you're screwed. So, both of them have a little pro and con, but always start with a bolt action. And you can find a
how
Cricket,
do you feel
and
about,
then Marlin, go ahead.
How do you feel about the one of my favorite rifles is the lever action 22?
I don't recommend it.
Really, you don't? Why? No. Why is that?
Cleaning. And parts. Yeah. See, in survival, you want to follow the KISS formula. Keep it simple, mm-hmm. stupid.
Mm-hmm.
A lever action has too many parts. You can get some sand or dirt in that lever action, and it will not function.
Absolutely
and,
true.
And if it gets, and if it gets dirty, it will not function. You have three basic versions of lever actions. You have the Savage style, the Savage 99. You have the Marlin, and then you have the Winchester. And the Winchester is when you lower the lever, the whole top strap pulls back.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it can get really dirty, but it's also easier to extract a fouled round or a problem like that. They're an okay gun, but for a 22, I wouldn't go with a lever action. I'd always go with a semi-automatic or a bolt action.
I have found that the impact from the same round shot out of a Ruger 10/22 versus a Marlin Golden 39A lever action rifle, the impact of that projectile hits far harder with the lever action than the Ruger.
My name is Steven Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement as I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Kurt Wilson's with us, and we're talking about ammunition. We're talking about the first rifle. Kurt, so what I did was I took some soft pine boards, and I set them up at a target range. And I fired into them with a semi-automatic Ruger 10/22. I fired into the same boards with a bolt-action rifle and a lever-action Marlin Golden 39A, longer barrel. And what I found was that the impact was about the same with the bolt-action and the lever-action, but the hitting of the projectile with the semi-automatic was not... didn't penetrate as far. Have you seen the same thing?
Yeah, do you know why?
Yeah,
I do. Because in the semi-automatic, you're using some of the gases that expel the projectile to cycle the whole action. And that's why snipers use bolt-action rifles, because they'll hold trajectory better, they have harder hitting capabilities, and they make use 100% of the expelled gases from the exploding cartridge.
So right.
That's fine. But that's not what we were talking about. But you will get a harder hitting. Now, I like a lever action in a 45-70. And you were talking about using the same ammunition for a rifle and a handgun. And that's also why I used a 357 Magnum, because I had a Marlin. Now, Marlin is the strongest lever action made. I like a Marlin in 357 Magnum, and I had a Ruger in 357 Magnum, so I could shoot. Now, 38 Special is the same diameter, just about a quarter inch shorter. So it's cheaper to shoot a 38 Special than it is a 357 Magnum. So I would train with the 38 and use also the 38 hunting rabbits.
Mm-hmm.
But I could, for defense... And if I want to go after a bear or big game, and trust me, you can go after big game with a 357 Magnum. You ain't going to do it at 1,000 yards, but you're, I wouldn't be fazed whatsoever going after an 800-pound grizzly with a 357 Magnum.
And what you're talking about is the Marlin lever-action 357/38 rifle, correct?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And that's not the model number of it, but it it will. It's a magnificent-looking rifle. One of the best-looking rifles, in my opinion, ever made.
Beautiful, beautiful checkering on it. Yeah, and it's a great all-around gun. It really is.
Mm-hmm. And I can tell you that Mrs. Finelli has one.
Oh.
and a 357. And
you
for that very, very reason. And we never talked about this. But yes.
we all think alike. Logic is logic. It doesn't matter who uses it.
Yeah. But I got to tell you, from an art perspective, from a beauty perspective, I happen to like wood and wood and steel. I think they are the finest looking rifles made compared to plastic. I just, I've used some plastic and steel, but the wood, the walnut, the checkering, the style, it's just, it's timeless.
Oh, yeah.
Timeless.
Being a master gunsmith, I retired in 04, I was trained from people who no longer exist, especially in how to work on wood. I can take, I used to advertise in the Shotgun News, if you have an ugly, grody, rusted, crummy-looking rifle, pistol, shotgun, give it to me and I'll make it look brand new. Mm-hmm. And I did. And I could take these crappy-looking wooden stocks that people, like Sears Roebuck, Ted Williams stock that they simply spray-painted brown.
Right.
And I could take them down to the wood, and I could pull out the natural grain, and you'll swear to God it was a $500 piece of wood.
Yeah.
And I bought the Marlin, beautiful checkering on Marlin rifles, some of the Marlin rifles, especially the 357 Mag version. People screw those up bad, and I take them, and I hate to say it, I'm not going to try and save the checkering. I sand it down, but then I hand rub it with boiled linseed oil, and it pulls out the grain, and it's gorgeous.
Are we losing our ability to make beautiful rifles in this country now?
We're losing our ability to give a damn. And that's the problem.
Yeah.
It's all plastic
very well.
Now.
Yep, very well put. Very well put. Kurt Wilson, thanks so much. You can go to this website, SE1.us. Kurt, thanks so much for being with us. Class, above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.